Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Lamed Aleph, Tamura 31a, pagination is 61. We have the privilege of starting the seventh and final perek of Meseches Tamura, five lines from the bottom of the page. Yesh b'kodshe mizbeach she'en b'kodshe bedek habayis. There are special qualities that exist by things meant for the mizbeach. You have an animal designated as a carbon onto the Mizbeach that do not apply by Kodshe Bedek HaBayis by things that are donated as assets to the Beis HaMikdash, but not as sacrifices. V'yesh b'Kodshe Bedek HaBayis, and likewise, the flip side would also be true. There are unique factors to Kodshe Bedek HaBayis, assets of the Beis HaMikdash, she'en b'Kodshe Mizbeach, that do not exist by the things designated for the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah explains, Shekotche Mizbeach, for example, something that's meant for the Mizbeach, it's a carbon, Osin Tamura. Tamura applies. The concept that you could attempt to transfer the Kedusha one to the other, Vayahu Usimurasa Yeh Kodesh, and they will both be sanctified. Skipping a line, V'chayovin aleihem mishum pigul noser v'tame, and karbanos have the laws of pigul, that's an intent to eat it at the wrong time. Noser is to leave it overnight beyond its proper time, and tame, laws of impurity, those apply to karbanos. They're not going to apply to kodshe bedek habayis, things that are simply assets of the Beis HaMikdash. Turning the page, uvladon, vladon vechelvan osur la'acha pidyonan, even after a korban is redeemed, meaning it got a mum, it's blemished, it's not fit for the mizbeach, so you would have the opportunity in many cases to redeem it, but that only allows that you could shecht it and enjoy its meat. If it's still producing a child, for example, one conceived while it was still holy, or milk coming from the animal, that's going to be prohibited even after the redemption. And that's retaining, even though it was redeemed, it's retaining certain qualities, which is not going to apply by Bedek HaBayis. If the Beis HaMikdash sells off some of its assets, that's it. It's been sold. It's not a Kedushas HaGuf, an intrinsic holiness that gets retained. V'ashochtan b'chutz chayiv, and if you shecht a karbon, a mizbeach directed asset, it's meant to be a karbon, then if you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's a violation, whereas Bedek HaBayis are assets. It's a financial issue between you and the Beis HaMikdash. It is called Me'ila, as we will see. It's a very high level of theft, but it's not the same as something that's a karbon. Ein nos nemehen le'umnin bischaron. You can't use karbonos to pay workers for their work in the Beis HaMikdash. Workers would get paid, but you can't use karbanos for that purpose. Masha'ein kein b'kodshe bedek habayis, as opposed to things donated to the Beis HaMikdash as assets, financial relationship, all of these things are going to be different. Just to focus on the last one, that's where they got money to pay the workers to fix the gold plate on the walls or wherever in order to make the Beis HaMikdash well kept. Continuing the Mishnah, Yesh B'Kodshe Bedek HaBayis, there are unique qualities about the Kodshe Bedek HaBayis that would not exist by Karbanos. Shestam hekdeshos lebedek habayis. For example, if someone consecrates something to the Beis HaMikdash without specifying that it's going to be a karbon, it's going to be to the assets of the Beis HaMikdash. Hekdesh bedek habayis chal al hakol, Umoalin Bigidulehen. The hektish of Bedek HaBayis, of assets of the Beis HaMikdash, applies on anything. It could be a non-kosher animal, it could be stones, wood, it could be anything. And it's going to be Me'ilah, and the things that grow are also going to have to be considered in that context. Ve'ein bohem hana'ah le'bailim is the way it's worded here, and there's no benefit to the owner. In the margin, we see a correction. It should be worded lakohanim. There's no benefit to the kohanim, which is a fascinating difference, that kodshei bedek habayis are stricter. When you have karbonos going on the mizbeach, you'll generally see that even though the karbon, even in some cases, totally brought on the mizbeach, but certain things like the hide would go to the kohanim. They would get the hide, they would get certain parts of the animal sometimes, certain parts of meat, one of the stomachs specifically that was used to make cheese is a big asset to be considered. On many karbanos, the owners themselves got certain assets. Over here, ein bohem hana'ah lekohanim, if it's a bedek habayis thing, that asset in its entirety goes to the Beis HaMikdash and does not allow for those side benefits that you see by karbanos. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.